Welcome, everyone, to the Friday before Christmas. Are we ready?
I am. Oh, what am I talking about? I'm not ready.
Christmas coming up on Monday. Remember to shop your local merchants this weekend to get those bargains you need for Christmas giving. And while you're out there, make sure you check out Tri-State Livestock News, packed with insights on cattle, grains, sheep, all things ag-related. Your morning routine just got a whole lot richer. You're just a page flip away from the pulse of the ranching world. Tri-State Livestock News, it is what ranchers read.
And they want to send out a Merry Christmas to everybody from Tri-State Livestock News. Remember, it is what ranchers read, just like Mike said. So a Merry Christmas from all of them. Also, a Merry Christmas from Integrity Meats in Belle Fourche. They're grateful for customers and community. The holidays are a time to open our hearts, to pause, to reflect, and to pray. Have a blessed Christmas from Integrity Meats. And safe driving for the holidays from WW Tire Service. 8 locations across Central and Eastern South Dakota. And we're ready for more good stuff, right, Mike?
Yeah, what are you going to share with us to start things off on the good stuff?
I am going to share a poem that was submitted by Weston Brown of Valentine. It's called Help Wanted. And of course, the story continues for the 12 days of Christmas. Okay, so I'm going to kick it off with Help Wanted by Timothy Tocher. And actually, this was submitted by Weston Brown. He recommended it. Okay. Weston Brown of Valentine shared this just recently. Help Wanted. Santa needs new reindeer. The first bunch has grown old. Dasher has arthritis. Comet hates the cold. Prancer sick of staring at Dancer's big behind. Cupid married Blitzen and Donder lost his mind. Dancer's mad at Vixen for stepping on his toes. Vixen's being thrown out. She laughed at Rudolph's nose. If you are a reindeer, we hope you will apply. There is just one tricky part. You must know how to fly. Thank you for sharing that, Weston.
We got to know how to fly.
That's right. If you're a reindeer applying for Santa's team.
So this is called Christmas Rules to Live By, and I'm going to go over some of these for you. And I don't know who this came from, but it says it was posted by Santa Claus back in 2001. So
there you go.
Straight from the source, so to speak. I hate this time of year, not for its crass commercialization and forced frivolity, but because it's the season when the food police come out with their wagging fingers and annual tips on how to get through the holidays without gaining 10 pounds. Good grief, it's your favorite childhood memory of Christmas. Is it a carrot stick? I don't think so. Isn't mine either. A carrot was something you left for Rudolph.
You're right.
I have my own list of tips for the holiday eating. I assure you, if you follow them, you'll be fat and happy. So, let's make a go at it. About those carrot sticks, avoid them. Anyone who puts carrots on a holiday buffet table knows nothing of Christmas spirit. In fact, if you see carrots, leave immediately. Go next door where they're serving rum balls. Drink as much eggnog as you can, and quickly, like fine single malt scotch. It's rare. In fact, it's even rarer than a single malt scotch. You can't find it at any other time of the year but now, so drink up. Who cares if it has 10,000 calories in a sip? If something comes with gravy, use it. That's the whole point of gravy. Gravy does not stand alone. Pour it on. Make a volcano out of your mashed potatoes. Fill it with gravy. Eat the volcano, and then repeat. As for the mashed potatoes, always ask if they're made with skim milk or whole milk. If it's skim milk, pass. Why bother? Do not have a snack before going to a party in an effort to control your eating. The whole point of going to a Christmas party is to eat the other people's food for free. Lots of it. Hello? Remember college? Under no circumstances should you exercise between now and New Year's. You can do that in January when you have nothing else to do. Same for pies, apple, pumpkin, mincemeat. Have a slice of each. Or, if you don't like mincemeat, have two apples, one pumpkin. Always have three. When else do you get to have more than one dessert? And, did someone mention fruitcake? Granted, it's loaded with a mandatory celebratory calories, but avoid it at all costs. I mean, have some standards, mate.
I like it. And now we go back to 12 Days of Christmas. Remember Agnes and her boyfriend? Well, here's the next one. Hey, what are you, some kind of sadist? Now there's 9 pipers playing. And do they play? They never stop chasing those maids since they got here yesterday morning. The cows are upset and are stepping all over those screeching birds. No wonder they screech. What am I going to do? The neighbors have started a petition to evict me. You'll get yours. From Ag.
As the story continues on the next edition of The Good Stuff, thanks for tuning in, and Kim and I would like to wish all of you out there a very Merry Christmas from The Good Stuff.